Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
So starting off at the top of the division, we have Caius third, followed by Queen's third, then Pembroke 3, followed by Wolfson 2, Clare Hall 1. We have Downing 3rd, Darwin 2nd, Jesus 3rd, Clare 3rd, Selwyn 3rd, St Cat's 3rd, Tit Hall 3rd, St Edmunds 2nd, 1st and 3rd, 4th, Jesus 4th, Christ 3rd, Corpus Christi 2nd, and the sandwich break this time for the M4 division is Magdalen 3rd. Over to you, Ed, as the starting cannon has just gone.
Yes, and we will hear from Andy at Ditton Corner a bit later when the crews are down the river. But right now we are watching Keys 3 coming into first post corner. This is a sweeping right-hander which takes the crew into the gut. And they are being pursued by Queens 3. The two crews are about a length and a quarter apart. They start a length and a half apart. So that means that Queens have closed ever so slightly on Keys and will be looking to bump a bit later. More exciting is the battle between Wolfson 2 and Clare Hall. Pembroke 3 have been closed down a little bit by Wolfson 2, but it looks like Clare Hall are going to get the bump on Wolfson 2 sooner rather than later. Those two crews down to about a quarter of a length now, and Downing 3 will be somewhat frustrated by the fact that Clare Hall will bump Wolfson 2 unless something goes wrong for them, because Downing look quicker than both the two crews ahead of them. Well, we'll just go round now to Glossy Corner with Abby. Can you see any crews yet?
Thank you very much, Ed. Yes, Keys 3rd are just coming in sight. Behind them, we have Queens putting in a sterling performance. From here, it looks like there is literally about half a boat's length between the two crews. Queens are extremely strong, and dare I say it, Caius 3rd look like they are flagging. This bump looks like it might be coming in. Queens taking the inside edge now, as they're coming into the Glossy Corner. This is really going to be the decisive moment. Queens are extremely strong. Look at Queens. Now they're pulling over. Behind them, the river is clear for Pembroke. They're coming through. Yes, over to you, Andy.
It's Ed. The action's coming quick and fast. Clare have bumped up on Jesus 3, just going into first post corner. Now I imagine you've got a fantastic battle between Clare Hall and Wolfson 2, Abby.
I have yet to see how they have bumped up on the side. It appears that Clare Hall have bumped Wolfson just on the entry into Grassy Corner. Behind them, Downing is now pulling through into the river. Their cox is going to have an extremely difficult time trying to get through because Queens have now bumped up on the inside. Pembroke took an extremely good line round the outside. They are looking brilliant today. Downing looking strong behind them. It looks like Darwin might be making a bit of a closing in movement there because there is now about a boat length between them. But Downing are going to have to be very strong. They're going to bump into Queens because they are taking a very, very tight edge round the river corner. Darwin as well could be going far too close. They are extremely close to Queens. I don't know what their cops are going to do about that. That's coming up behind them. Yes, over to you there, Ed.
Yeah, one more bump towards the back of a division. We have Christ 3 have bumped up on Jesus 4 because I've seen 1st and 3rd 4 go past me. The next boat I'll have will be Corpus Christi. So back to you, Abby.
Thank you very much there, Ed. Selwyn 3rd on the boat that's in the view now, also going for an extremely tight line round the corner. Hope that will work out well for them. The Queens have tucked in, so it's going to be difficult just to make sure that they don't crash there. Then after them appears we have St Cat's, who are looking particularly strong. They're probably not going to catch up with Selwyn anytime soon, but they have a fairly clear stretch of water ahead of them. Right down the back, after that appears we have Trinity Hall is now coming in, but they are a long way back. There is no chance that they'll be St Cat's anytime soon. That's all that's in my eye line now for the moment. Anything with you, Andy, down at Ditton?
Yeah, so I'm here at Ditton Corner, opposite the Plough Pub, and I've just witnessed Pembroke 3. They've rowed past me, so they're going to have a very comfortable row over with Clare Hall bumping Wolfson behind them, as was described earlier. After them, Downing are rowing past me now, so that is Downing 3. They are being chased by Darwin 2. However, there's probably about two and a half, three lengths between them, so I would expect Downing to row over. Darwin, behind them, there is about four or five lengths until Selwyn. That, of course, being because Clare bumped Jesus in between. So nothing imminent here. We'll go back to Abby at Grassy.
Thank you very much, Andy. We have just seen Pit Hall go round Grassy Corner. Now just coming into view, we have Corpus Christi second. They're looking quite leisurely, but they could be worried because the sandwich boat Maudlin is looking very strong, actually. I don't know if they're necessarily gaining a lot of ground or enough if they want to make that bump before the end of the course. There's a good 2-3 boat lengths between them and Corpus, but if Corpus are flagging, it looks like they can make it. In order to try and catch up with them, they are taking an extreme tight line round the corner, trying to catch up on Corpus. Now maybe just a boat length between the two. Could be a bump happening round the corner. Definitely one to watch down there. And that is the final boats that are coming round the corner. So it's really a case of now what's going on at Ditton with you, Andy.
That's right. So I'm following along here behind St. Catherine's Three. They are pushing hard to cap Selwyn Three. There's still a reasonable gap between them. I think Selwyn had quite a good corner around Grassy, so they've actually got about two and a half boat length. But I'm just following them now as we go round Ditton down the long reach. And it will be interesting to see how this one does evolve down the course. St. Catherine's behind them were Tit Hall 3, and Tit Hall 3 are quite a long way back. So it's probably, oh gosh, it's probably six or even seven lengths. And I'm just looking at Trinity Hall go past me now. I look a little bit unbalanced down. So they're probably going to have quite a comfortable row over because there is no one back behind them until we go the whole way back down to... And sorry, I just check. Abby, is anything else happening at Grassy?
No, that is it. The final boat's now just pushing off. Queens that took the initial bump on Caius and that is setting off back down to the end of the river and back down to the control tent. That is
Abby.
All that can now be seen. Yes, back to you, Andy.
Yes, so now I'm here again at Ditton Corner, and this is the real race that we want to follow. It's a sandwich boat, Maudlin M3. They're about three quarters of a length from Corpus M2, and this is going to be an absolute cracker of a race. So we're getting to that point now. They've just gone into the beginning of a long reach. There's going to be lots of lactic acid building up in those muscles now. And I see this one is going to go the whole way down the long reach. I am sprinting after them as we speak because I want
Andy,
to keep following this. Yeah, over to you, Ed.
Just to give you opportunity to carry on getting round this in corner, that Corpus 2 Maudlin 3 battle is very interesting because when they were coming up to first post corner, I'd say there were probably about three lengths between the two boats. So I don't know if Maudlin 3 caught a crab early on or had some other problem because they would already have been racing about half a mile by the time they came past me. But the fact that Maudlin 3 have been closing inexorably since then suggests to me that they might be able to get that bump before the finish line, which is probably still a kilometre away for them, even if they're on to long reach now. So how are they looking, Andy?
Yeah, it is probably about a kilometre to go, and this is a real fitness test, not just for them, but also for me. They're still probably about three quarters of a length down the long reach, about halfway down the long reach now, and both crews seem to have settled into quite a nice rhythm. I'd probably say Corpus looks to be rating slightly higher than Maudlin. But Maudlin, quite good leg through the water, all the blades entering in at once. Please bear with the panting. I've not done any exercise like this for a while.
Just to clarify, Andy, you were talking about the rating of the two crews. So the rating is how many strokes a crew is managing to do in a minute. I don't know if you've watched the boat race and you see that little graphic which says Oxford and Cambridge are doing, say, 36, and you think 36 what? It's strokes a minute. So the rating is a good comparison of speed of the crews, but obviously if crews aren't putting their oars in unison, or if one crew is a lot heavier than another crew, and so can really push through the strokes that much more, then it's not everything, but the rating is very important in determining the relative speed of two crews. So, Andy, how is it now?
Yeah, what's really interesting here is still about three quarters of a length between them. They're still both pushing very, very hard. But the interesting thing is how quickly the gap between Corpus and Trinity Hall has closed out. is a while ago, at the beginning of the long reach, Trinity Hall were a long, long way ahead. And now, I think they kind of eased up because they didn't think they had anyone behind them. But Corpus closed it down. I didn't think they were going to bump them. But it's interesting, that gap now is probably only about two lengths where it was six or seven.
11 and a half. It would have been 11 and a half at the start of the race because the two sets of crews have bumped out between. So 11 and a half down to two lengths is really some closing speed from Corpus 2, who are trying their hardest to hold off the challenge of Morlin 3. And if they manage to turn being pursued, thinking they might get bumped into a double overbump, that really would be quite something. But I'm sure the Trinity Hall 3 bank party will be well aware of the threat and just be telling their crew, keep an eye on this, make sure you don't get double overbumped, because that would be a horrible way to start your bumps week. So what's that gap? But I'm more interested in this Trinity Hall Corpus rather than Corpus Magdalen. Now what's the gap, Andy?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. I've just ran under the railway bridge and it looks as if Corpus are going to hold Magdalen up. I don't think the gap's widened that much. It's still about a length between them, but they look as if they are going to hold up. And it looks as if Corpus, I don't think they're going to have enough time to catch Trinity Hall. But I tell you what, they have gained considerably down Long Reach. I think if the race was a little bit longer, I think they would really fancy themselves to catch Trinity Hall.
So it looks, yeah, I mean, you can see the finish line now, can't you?
Yeah, the finish line is just coming into place now. And, yeah, there's about a length of Corpus M2 row over, so just to confirm, there were no bumps there. Tittle did row over, although a little too close for comfort that they would have liked. Corpus in the end hold Magdalen off, but that was a great battle, and I'm sure that that will be more battles between Magdalen and Corpus for in the next couple of days. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, so we'll run down the division as a whole. I think, Abby, are you still on the line at Glossy?
I am indeed, yes. I don't have the full rundown with me, Ed. You might have to do it. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. We've got Queen's 3 bumping up on Keys 3. Pembroke 3 low over. Queen's 3, incidentally, will be the sandwich boat in Men's Division 3. Clare Hall bumped up on Wolfson 2. Downing 3 low over. Darwin 2 low over. Clare 3 bump up on Jesus 3. Selwyn 3. Cat 3. Trinity Hall 3. They all low over. First and third, 4 bumped up on St. Edmunds 2 early, as did Christ 3 bumping up on Jesus 4, which made Corpus Christi 2 left pursuing Trinity Hall 3, but they didn't think they were pursuing Trinity Hall 3. They thought they were trying to stave off a challenge from the sandwich boat, Magdalen 3, but in the end, all of those crews rolled over. So, interesting race. Andy will be back with a results update shortly, and he'll be glad to know that he's taking the next race off after what must have been a considerable athletic feat to follow the boat for the best part of half a mile. But he'll be back with a results update shortly, so now back to the studio.
Hello, you're listening to the Cam FM Bumps coverage with me, Ben Vice.
And me, Anna Clement.
But now we join the hero of the hour. It's Andy Winfield. Andy, have you recovered from your massive marathon run?
Oh yeah, I have just about. That was knackering. I've laid out for a couple of minutes. Unfortunately, I finished by the control tent, so I was able to get the verified results quite quickly. So that was lucky. And I've got them for you now. So that was the M4 division, you just heard. And results are, as was called by Cam FM at the time, so Keys, who was top of the division, they were bumped by Queens. So that's Keys and Queens 3. Pembroke rode over, Pembroke 3. Clare Hall 1 bumped Wolfson 2. Downing 3 and Darwin 2, they both rode over. Jesus 3 were bumped by Clare 3. Selwyn 3, St. Cat's 3 and Trinity Hall 3, they all rode over. If you remember, Trinity Hall quite lucky to row over in the end. They lost a lot of ground on Corpus, but they did row over eventually. So behind Trinity Hall in the starting lineup was St. Edmunds, who were bumped by first and third. And then behind them, Jesus 4 were bumped by Christ 3. And then finally, the last two boats, we had that magnificent tussle down the long reach. Corpus 2, they did row over probably about a length clear of Magdalen 3 in the end. So that's all your results for the M4 division.